and I'm all excited. Beth Heindorn is here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. There was a baby zebra born. Now, give us the background on the baby zebra.
Yeah, it's a Hartman's Mountain Zebra that was born to Mom Promise and Dad Obi on April 25th at about 8:38 p.m. So, and he is just an amazing animal, and we are could not be more blessed to have our baby there. And he's been doing zebra zoomies, and those are online, and he's just great. So we're very excited to be able to name our little bundle of joy.
Now, how did this name come about? What was a contest, right?
Yeah, so we had an auction to name the animal, which we did with our last Hartman's Mountain Zebra in 2020. So we thought we would do that again, and it worked out great. We started it, the auction started on Monday, or on June 1st, and it ended at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 4th. So we gave the donor or the winner of the auction 1 week to give us the name, and that would be today. And so, you know, we thought we'd announce it on you folks, your channel here, before we end up putting it out on Facebook.
Yeah, it's going to go out at 9 o'clock, but we got the exclusive breaking news. Now, I told you my guess would have been Stripey McStripeface, and I was telling Sharon in the office that. And it's one of those names that kind of sticks. You can't forget about it. Stripey McStripeface. And that's what I thought would be a perfect name for a zebra.
Ah.
And I really like that name, and I've been thinking about it a lot. But that's not the name that you chose. So here we go. For the first time anywhere, the baby zebra at the Racine Zoo now has a name. And that name is?
Timotheus.
Oh, we got to say that again.
Timotheus.
Timotheus.
Timotheus. So that's a Latinized version of a Greek name. So it is means one who honors God, and the English version is Timothy. And the winner of the auction's first name is Timothy. So he thought he would do that, and so we are beyond happy. We actually have a keeper up there whose also name is Timothy, so he's taking credit for the name being just like his. But it is just a very special name to this person and the pronunciation of that. And so we will be putting that in ZIMS, which is the zoo information base. So anyone in an accredited zoo or aquarium will be able to see this particular name when we file it today.
You're not afraid all the other baby zebras are going to make fun of them with that name, are you?
No, of course not. Timotheus. They're going to think that's the coolest name ever.
I was kind of liking Stripey McStripeface, but Timotheus.
Well, then you should have been on. Then you should have been the highest bidder, sir.
You would never have let me name that zebra.
I would not. This is a mutual agreed upon name.
Stripey McStripeface.
As we do with any naming thing that we do here.
Timotheus. Am I saying
Timotheus,
it right?
Yep.
Timotheus.
T-I-M-O-T-H-E-U-S.
You know, and now it sounds like that zebra's got to go to some university, because that's a thinker's name. That's not a. That's not somebody who hangs out on street corners at night. That's somebody who graduates from one of the highest universities and becomes a Nobel Prize winner.
Well, he is a very smart zebra, so maybe you're not too far off.
Timotheus. And you said his parents' names are?
Promise is the mom, and Obi is the dad.
Did they agree to the names?
Of course they did. We chatted with them yesterday to make sure when we announced today that they're going to be all happy with it.
By the way, did you see that zebra that was rescued and they airlifted the zebra? Did you see that?
I did see that. It was in Tennessee, I think. Or
yeah, the zebra.
I forget.
Zebra got loose. They found him. Yeah. And where he was, they put a harness around him, and they had a helicopter airlift him. And there's a zebra in the air in this harness just spinning around until he landed. He wasn't acting up, wasn't kicking or anything. He just enjoyed the ride.
Right.
That's amazing when I saw that.
Right, right. Well, I guess they're allowed to have that as a pet down there. I wouldn't do that, but I don't live in that state either. So
you can't ride zebras like horses, right?
Well, we would never do that. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody ride a
I've never seen that
before.
Either, yeah. I don't know if because they look like horses, but they're not horses, though, right?
Well, they're an equine, yes. They're an equine, of course. But I don't think, you know, I wouldn't suggest that at all.
So when do you make is Thamesius? Am I saying it right now? Thamesius.
No, Tumulcius.
Tumulcius.
Tumulcius. And it was
Tumulcius.
Named by Tim Mason, who was our winner of the auction. So
Tumulcius.
A huge supporter of the Racine Zoo, and we love all of our supporters, and we had a bunch of people bidding on that, so it was great.
Well, when can we meet and greet Tumulcius?
Well, he's been out. He's outside, usually in the afternoons. Here, we let his dad out in the mornings so to get some exercise, and then we let mom and baby out of back of house in the afternoon, and then some days, all three of them are out there.
You know, I can't wait, because I have that pass where my wife and I can go anytime we feel like it, just waltz in and out of the zoo during hours, and I think we'll take a walk this weekend and see Tumulcius.
It's just Tumulcius. Up at the Land of the Giants, up at our north end. So you know where that is. It's right next to Rhinos. So and up by that big playground. So you should be able to see him and see his parents too. It's just exciting to have him here.
Beth, thank you very much for letting us announce that on the radio. I was all excited about this. Sharon in the office said, "I'm going to be listening." I said, "Listen for Stripey McStripeface." I think that I just like that name. I don't know why it fits.
Right. Well, we appreciate you letting us announce it on your radio show, Don.
Beth Heidorn is the executive director of the Racine Zoo. She's every month here on the radio, so we find out the latest happenings going on at the zoo. There's so many happenings beside animals and the lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my! There's campouts. There's beer gardens. There's everything. The Animal Crackers kicking in pretty soon.
Yep, July 9th. Our annual golf tournament, Around for Rhinos, is on Monday, June 23rd. So we are in high season, man. We got lots going on here in the month of June, let alone what we got going on in July and August. So,
well, say hello to Tumulcius.
Tumulcius
for me. I'll get it. Just like Stripey McStripeface. It sticks to you after a while.
We'll Tumulcius. Get a sign up there, too.
Okay. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Tumulcius, the newest member of the Racine Zoo, the baby zebra.